Kia ora and welcome to Workers' Voice. Spend the next hour with us as we discuss the tribulations and triumphs of building workers' rights and increasing fairness in the workplace. This show is produced by Unite Union. Hello, yes, that's right. This show is produced by Unite Union. My name is Shannon Reeder. I'm back in the studio after I feel like quite a while away. I think I've been away a couple of months. And I'm really glad to be here and I'm happy to be joined by Eliana Kurtz. Have I said this correctly?
Yeah, very much.
Close as I can actually get.
Yeah, you did good.
Thank you. Eliana is actually an intern at Unite at the moment, and I believe she has been in the studio with us before, but I thought it would be good to bring her back before she goes back to Germany.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. Just to have a bit of a chat.
Very glad to be here.
Yeah, well, we're really happy to have you. It's been really nice having you around the office to give us different perspectives on things. It's been very useful.
Yeah, great.
So I thought I would base today's show around the fact that the festive season is coming up for a lot of us, and we're obviously going to be having some days off, hopefully, over this time, and we need to be talking about what people's holiday entitlements are. That is not the most exciting topic in the world, so I think it's nice to have Eliana here as well, just to get on to some other topics as well. So, Eliana, you are our guest DJ today, and you have picked out some songs for us, which look really interesting, which is quite exciting. So we get to listen to some different things today, which is really cool. Do you want to tell us about this first track that we're going to listen to?
So this first track is from two Roma guys. So Roma is an ethnic minority in Europe, mm-hmm. and they're facing very various kind of discriminations all around Europe. And as I'm from Germany and I'm involved with refugee support stuff, the situation for Roma in Germany is quite difficult. They're facing deportations on a weekly basis, actually. Mm-hmm. So these two brothers, they produced, or they're singers and songwriters, and they produced a song in solidarity for a sanctuary in Hamburg last year, where over 50 Roma, I think, went to protest the deportation. Mm-hmm. One of the brothers, I think, also faced deportation, already was deported before. Right. So they know the struggle really well, and they're in support of the rights for Roma. So that's the first song.
Cool, sounds good.
Yeah.
So we might not necessarily be able to understand.
Well, I think the second part is in English.
Okay, cool.
Not Kiwi English, but it's English. Yep.
We'll get the general gist of it, but also hopefully with your explanation as well, we can sort of get the feel of it as well, just from the music. So what are these guys called, Eliana?
The organization they supported is Alle Bleiben, which means everyone has the right to stay.
Yeah.
And the group is called KG.
KG. So if you Google K-A-G-E, these guys will come up, I think.
Yeah. Cool. Or if you Google Alle Bleiben.
Yeah. That might be a bit harder for some.
Yeah, that's true. But,
cool. And what is this called?
It's just a Soli song for the church sanctuary.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, it's called Solidarity.
Awesome. Mm. Let's have a listen.
Roma Art Action. Herzlose Menschen machen die Erde kalt. Die Welt wird übernommen von einer komischen Gestalt. Allein bin ich zu schwach, zusammen schaffen wir's bald. Ihr kennt alle vor lauter Bäumen nicht mehr den Wald. Wir spielen Krisen vor, Krieg im Riesenort, schreiben vieles vor. Zielscherbe sind wir und kommen, Köpfe und profitieren dort. Ich bin so weit, dass mir echt der Kragen klappt. Das System wird jetzt erstmal an den Kragen gepackt. Zusammenhalt ist der Schatz, der uns aus der Lage schafft. Wir brauchen alle Kraft und suchen alle nach Frieden. Bilden wir eine stille Macht und ergreifen Initiative, zusammen sind wir noch stärker, Probleme werden besiegelt. Ich hoffe, euch erreichen draußen alle die Zeichen der Liebe. Denn die Welt hat einfach über unsere Köpfe entschieden. Es sind viel zu viele Plagen, es gibt so vieles zu sagen. Ich brauche Unterstützung, denn es ist nicht zu übertragen. Hey OG, did they see life of Roma is rough? Ja, die Menschheit ist reich, doch unsere Leute sind nackt. Tough times, over in unserem Ticket to the top. Tag und Nacht, mit verbracht, ich präsentiert in jeder Stadt. Hey OK, did they see life of Roma is rough? Ja, die Menschheit ist reich, doch unsere Leute sind nackt. Tough times, nobody knows, I'm a ticket to the top. Tag und Nacht mit verbracht, ich präsentier's in jeder Stadt. Open the eyes and see the truth, surprise. Kids will come again to wake you up, don't let you hypnotize. Don't listen to the media, they pay your mind vice. People got no feeling, they cold like ice. They got a big house and you pay the price. You are the bad guy and they are so pretty nice. So people, please follow me, let's do it like in history. Do it like Martin King, really revolutionary. We are a mind, love and unity, that's real heavy. I'm the general K-Flo, they coming around gypsy. I'm calling out for everyone who feel like me, get ready. I'm coming around every city, town and country. Don't let remote you, come on be free. Come on fight with me, recruit you for my army. Bring your dogs, no guns, but your whole family. And let me tell you something, this fight gon' be a legendary. If they see life of Roma is rough, ja, die Menschheit ist reich, doch unsere Leute sind nackt. Tough times, nobody knows, I'm a ticket to the top. Tag und Nacht, mit verbracht, ich präsentier's in jeder Stadt. Hey, okay, did they see life of Roma is rough? Ja, die Menschheit ist reich, doch unsere Leute sind nackt. Tough times, nobody knows, I'm a ticket to the top. Tag und Nacht, mit verbracht, ich präsentier's in jeder Stadt.
That was Ali Bleiben KG, is that right?
Yeah, very good.
Excellent. And Aliana, tell me why you wanted us to hear that song today.
I think, like, my background, I've been doing refugee support stuff for the last 8-9 years in Germany. And especially the last years, I've been in contact with a lot of Roma people from Kosovo, Macedonia, and all these European countries. And they're facing, in their home countries, they're facing really bad discrimination on an everyday basis. If they go to school, the children are harassed. If they try to seek medical care, they're harassed. So they're treated as second-class citizens in their home countries, and they face violence. And still, Germany has, over the last years, made an agreement with all of these countries to send these refugees back. And I just find it important to give them a voice to tell their story. And especially Germany having, I think, an historic responsibility, because Roma were one of the ethnic minorities who were facing really bad treatment and died. A lot of them died during Nazi Germany. So I also think that's important to have in mind and to see, okay, now Germany is getting rid of Roma again and deporting them. And I found this song just explaining a little bit about the situation and standing up for their rights is quite important.
Yeah. And so how do you sort of, how do you draw parallels, I guess, with the experience of Roma people? Like when you're speaking to, say, people here, which I know you've been doing quite a bit while you've been here trying to have conversations with people, how are you kind of explaining it to them so that they can understand it? Is there anything that you can use to sort of relate it to people?
I mean, it's a bit hard because you don't really have this here. Like, there are different styles of struggles here, and you can draw some similarities. So the right of recognition of Maori is an issue that can relate to some degree. And also the racism you people experience here, and the issue of immigration, like the Indian students at the moment facing deportations here. So I can really relate to that. It's a different kind of context, but it's still same issues, and in the end it comes down to, for me, to the right of everyone being able to stay and move wherever they want to, and this freedom of movement, which is a big slogan of the European refugee movement and all around the world of refugee movements. So that's, I think, an issue that you can apply here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I know we had you in at our annual conference, and you came in to our workshop on harassment and bullying, and had some discussion with some people there around the work that you've been doing and the struggles that you've been helping people with overseas, and it actually did, you know, makes a difference to people. When you explain it in real terms and what it means for people?
Yeah, I think, like, looking at the workforce, there are some similar mechanisms. So you have people who are on a visa or in a very precarious situation, and they're easily exploited by the companies. So that's a very common issue. There are a lot of migrants, refugees, people who are legalized in Germany and Europe, doing very hard work, getting paid not much. And I think you can see similarities to the situation here. And it's important for a union as well to have this in mind and try to connect the different fights, and also make people who have permanent residence aware of the situation, and it's not the fault of the immigrants that they're exploited. It's a system, and they should take the employers and the bosses and the government who put people in the situation. They should criticize them instead of complaining about immigrants taking their jobs or
racist
stuff like that. You can hear that.
There's definitely
same discussion in Germany.
There's definitely a lot more work to be done by unions in this area, I think. There seems to be quite a gap, I think, in seeing people speak out about these issues. There's a couple of unions who are doing some really good work in the area, but especially some of the really big, big sort of professional unions.
That's unfortunately the same in Germany.
Quite noticeably silent.
Yeah, so I can tell you, like, one of the big unions in Germany a couple of years ago, there were huge refugee protests against the living conditions and against the deportations, and they had a big camp in Berlin for years, actually. And they moved into the headquarters of one of the biggest unions in Germany.
Right.
To raise an issue and to explain why they're there and to make a point. And the union called the cops and had them evicted. So, made me really angry. And it's not a union I would want to support.
Who's
doing that.
Sounds like McDonald's. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm hoping to see some more work done in this area. Actually, I think you've probably opened our eyes a lot while you've been here. And so hopefully we can help to, you know, continue that and have some conversations with some other people.
I'm sure
you'll be coming back anyway at some point.
Well, I hope so. Let's see.
Yeah, you can't stay away. We know you now.
It's inspiring for me as well to see different fights and different ways of organizing as well, and take some of that back and try to do similar stuff in Germany. And I think you are doing a good job trying to connect fights and trying to raise issues within the union, outside of the union.
Sharing those experiences and that knowledge is useful, having a different perspective on things, I think.
Yeah, it's been very useful. And
Now, can I ask you about this? So this next track that you wanted to play, tell me about this one here. This might be quite a change in topic, I'm not sure, but tell me about this one.
Well, a little bit and a little bit not. It's a song that's, like, it's two parts.
Yeah.
So there are two people. One is Suki, she's a become quite famous, I'd say, in Germany now. She's a feminist hip-hopper, and she speaks out for feminism and for feminism in hip-hop quite bluntly, mm-hmm. but also connecting it with the fights against capitalism and racism, very active in anti-racist stuff as well.
Cool.
And the second person is Mizuki, and he's a trans man, a black trans man, and facing a lot of discrimination, and he talks about it, and that's the part that's in English, so
okay.
you might be able to understand it.
I'm really excited. I actually am a massive hip-hop fan, but I struggle
awesome.
Because a lot of hip-hop, when you listen to
yeah.
it, it's the problem, so I'm quite excited to actually find a new artist that I
yeah.
can listen to.
Oh, so, yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So let's have a listen to this one. So this one's called Burn Me.
Dicker Bauch, dicker Arsch, dicke Beats. Ein Mensch, bisschen schön, bisschen scharf, bisschen schief. Ein Mensch, komm ganz gut, komm bald raus, komm, ist klar. Ein Mensch, Arbeitsamt, Tatendrang noch einmal. Ein Mensch, heißt Sabine, heißt Herr DJ, heißt alles und nix. Heißt sich wieder verlieben, irgendwann heirate ich dich. Heißt Bundesadler, unter Vater, über Mutter, drei Jobs. Heißt doch lieber ein Kiffen, übertrieben, kein Bock. Großes Ego, großes Herz, große Angst. Ein Mensch, viel Liebe, viel Verantwortung, nur Gesang. Ein Mensch, ein Dattelblick, ein Iro, ein Longstyle-Hemd. Mensch, eine Dosis, eine Botschaft. Bonnie's Ranch. Ein Mensch. Heißt Joachim, heißt Menachem, heißt alles und nix. Heißt Konsum, die gehen die Hose, die haben dir Scheiße vertickt. Heißt Rolli oder Molly oder Hoffen und Bank. Heißt alles hat ein Ende, lass uns trotzdem anfangen. Bisschen Leben, bisschen Sterben und dazwischen was hängt. So ist der Mensch, neuer Jahrzehnte und ich weiß, mit Stille bleibt schön. Doch ist das beleidigt blöd. Bisschen Leben, bisschen Sterben und dazwischen was hängt. So ist der Mensch, neuer Jahrzehnte und ich weiß, mit Stille bleibt eigentlich schön. Doch ist dafür leider zu blöd.
Calling from underground, yeah. The desire, original, I'm so keen calling. Oi. They wanna burn me, my spirit burn them too. Me can't understand all them hater fellas. I do see how you raise, but you see the world change. How can you preach one love and unity to each? They wanna burn me, my lyric burn them too. Me can't understand all them hater fellas. I do see how you raise, but you see the world change. How can you preach one love and unity to each? Oja, oja. Oja, ja, oja, oja, oja, oja, oja, oja, oja, oja, oja, oja, oja, them think them elegant, act like understand. It remind me an elephant. He doesn't seem intelligent. Now for them fellas, shall be hammer back and reborn the fire again. So why you pull the trigger and point on us, brass? That's why me here shouted out so much we desire. Me got nothing to lose, so me not refuse. Rasta showed me raga since me little picking me. And now them really wanna try start dissing me. Cause I am what I am and why is that your problem? Here I am, black, proud, transgender man. Like a splinter in your eye, me I go drop it all night long. Together with my spring stuff clan. They wanna burn me, my spirit burn them too. Me can't understand all them hater fellas. I do see how you raise, but you see the world change. How can you preach one love and unity to each? They wanna burn me, my lyric burn them too. Me can't understand all them hater fellas. I do see how you raise, but you see the world change. How can you preach one love and unity to each?
And you're back with Workers' Voice. My name is Shanna, and we're joined in the studio today by our guest DJ Aliana.
Hi.
Really nice to have you here and picking our tracks for today.
It's my pleasure.
Most of them anyway. Now tell me, why did you decide, out of all the songs in the world, why did you decide that we had to play that one?
Well, it's actually one of my favorite artists, and she's really inspiring, and yeah, I just really, really like her, and it's quite rare that you have a feminist hip-hopper.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I wanted to introduce her.
Awesome. So feminism is something that is really important to you, yeah?
Yeah, that's actually, well, it's important for me as a person, as a political activist, but it's also the subject I'm doing my PhD on.
Are you able to tell us a little bit about that?
I can try.
I know you're translating it in your head.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
So my PhD is in sociology, and I'm doing group discussions with feminist groups in Germany around the issue of how they take into account differences between women and the different struggles. So how do they take into account racism? How do they take into account classism? All that stuff. The reason I came to that was I researched a lot about white feminism and the critique about it from a black feminist perspective.
Yeah.
And I looked at the racism some feminists or some declared feminists in Germany have about Muslim women.
Mm-hmm.
And the criticism of we actually can't talk about we as women because it's just there's so many varieties of women, and it's not just the gender that defines your social position in society. So I wanted to look into it, how groups deal with that, and because I think it's actually important for all political movements to take different oppressions into account and not just focus on one issue.
Absolutely,
So
how on earth do you research that? That's what I'm wondering.
I'm meeting up with feminist groups in Germany. I've done 3 group discussions so far, with different groups like Feminist Scene, an anti-fascist feminist group, a feminist cafe. And I just had a chat with them. Mainly I let them talk about their work, their political views, and what they think is feminism for them, and how do they apply it in their political work. But I haven't analyzed it yet, so
yeah.
We'll see what
that's going to be interesting. I mean, it's obviously like many years worth of work as well, but it's hard to condense it into a few minutes, but I imagine that's going to be pretty interesting and maybe confronting for some people. trying to like look at your own behavior. I know a lot of people who do try and be aware of their own behavior. I'm lucky to sort of have those kinds of people around me, then, and I know for me, like, I miss stuff sometimes, and someone tells you, you get called out on it, and you realize, oh my gosh, you know. So, that I think that's probably quite an important piece of work, you know, that you're doing that I can't imagine has been done probably in New Zealand before, I don't think. I wish it had. But I think it's really interesting that that you're looking at that, because I find in New Zealand anyway, I have no union experience overseas at all. But I know that in New Zealand, there seems to be quite a gap. When I went to how old was I? It was about 5 or 6 years ago, probably 6 years ago. I went to a union conference, and I walked in with my colleague who was younger than me, and I'm 31, so then I was much younger. She was a year or two younger than me, and we walked in and we looked around the room, and there's no one that looked like us. You know, it was a lot of older men, all of one colour. And it was obvious that there's a bit of an issue there with leadership in unions, including our own, you know, including our union, which we are aware of and working to rectify. I think it's probably important for us to be a lot more mindful of making spaces for women in union leadership, and especially like women who are not the same as us, as well.
It's unfortunately the same in Germany, that the unions and the union movement is quite dominated by white men. But there's still a lot of strong women, and there's a lot of, like, historically there are a lot of powerful women who stood up, were part of class struggle, called out, but at the same time called out sexism within the movement. And I think that's important for every kind of movement to also look into themselves and see, okay, what kind of behavior, what kind of structures do we actually re-implement?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it's like when you go to a when you go to like a protest rally or a march or something, it's interesting to sort of just take a really conscious look at who the who the speakers are.
Yeah.
I think it actually has improved in recent years. I don't know if that's on purpose or by accident, actually. I don't know. But it certainly has changed from probably 10 years ago.
And so far, like, I've met here so many powerful women, Maori people, standing up for their rights. And I think for me, that's very, very inspiring to see that.
It's always good to be looking for the next lot, though, you know. Bring them through, move over, bring them through. All right, so I am going to talk about public holidays next, but I'm going to play something. This one is not chosen by Eliana. This is one I've chosen, but I felt like it was topical. This one is called Travel as Equals, and it's by Joseph Arthur.
Of graveyard chatter, in the light of freedom's call, in the heat of any matter, we travel as equals or not at all. Bloom disgust, class divide, I saw it written on the wall. The only way we can survive, we travel as equals or not at all. You can't be in greater comfort as my pain prevents your fall. The truth will come and tell us, brother, we travel as equals or not at all. And when we get to where we're going, past the divide, past the stall, past the wind that's always blowing, travel as equals or not at all. But either way, I won't leave you. Travel as equals or not at all. So help me too in my slumber. If I'm blind in madness hall, if I'm deaf amongst the thunder, travel as equals or not at all. Lift the way, forget the ransom, free the chain, kick the ball. Let our love take us higher. Travel as equals or not at all. And down the road and through the sky and on the tracks, hear the gall fly above us without worry. Travel as equals or not at all. I hope
Joseph Arthur, a song called Travel as Equals. Now, as promised, I am going to go through some of the rules about your rights about public holidays because it is topical right now, coming up to the Christmas and New Year period, where most people will have at least a little bit of time off. I hope that you're going to have a decent amount of time off and a bit of rest, but I also know that that's not definite for workers in this day and age. People don't work Monday to Friday 9 to 5 and they certainly don't get Saturdays and Sundays and all their public holidays off. So I'll give you a bit of a quick rundown of the public holiday stuff now. So this year the public holidays, because we've got Christmas on a Sunday, Sunday is Christmas Day, but because most people, not all people anymore, will already have that day off, it's also observed on Tuesday. So that means that a lot of people are actually going to get Tuesday off as well, because you would have missed out on getting a day off on the Sunday. Now, Monday is Boxing Day, so a lot of people will get that day off as well. And then you've got Sunday is New Year's Day, which is a public holiday. And again, because some people will already have Sunday off, if you've missed out on that, then you're going to get Tuesday off instead. Okay, so you don't get all of them off. You only get 2 days off for Christmas and Boxing Day, and then 2 days off for New Year's Day and the day after New Year's Day. Or you can swap out your Sundays and have them off on the Tuesdays. Now, if you end up working on that day, on the actual public holidays, then you will get time and a half. So you get your normal wages plus another half for that day, and you will get a day in lieu. And that day in lieu you can use whenever you like. A lot of employers will want you to use it as soon as you possibly can afterwards, but you can hold on to it for a wee while as well. And you should see that day in lieu pop up on your payslip. Sometimes it's called an alternate day. So always check your payslip to make sure that those day in lieus are popping up. Now, if it's not a normal day that you work, if you're just covering for someone else perhaps who's having the public holiday off, then you won't get the day in lieu. You'll just get your time and a half. So it sort of sounds like it's difficult to understand, but if people are having difficulty sort of figuring out whether they got their actual entitlement or not, then that is when you should actually check with your union. It doesn't matter what union you're in, I'm sure that they all have people on board over the Christmas and New Year period to help you out with that stuff. So you should actually ask them. It's very easy for us to have a quick look at your payslip and figure that out. But basically, if it's your normal working day, then it's time and a half and day in lieu. And if you're just actually covering as a one-off and you don't normally work that day, it's just time and a half, okay? Now, if you have a close-down period, this is when things do get a little bit more complicated. So if your, say, your store or your workplace or your wherever you work is closing down over Christmas, then that will probably include those public holidays. So you get those public holidays and they don't get taken out of your annual leave, but the other days may get taken out of your annual leave, okay? All of that should be pretty clearly written in your employment agreement, and you should be told about it ahead of time, so it shouldn't be a surprise. No one should come up to you on Christmas Day and be like, surprise, we're closed for 2 weeks and it's coming out of your annual leave. You should know about it at least 2 weeks in advance, preferably much longer. Now, if you normally work on a public holiday but you don't work, then you get paid as if it was a normal day. So there's no time and a half, no day in lieu because you didn't actually work it, but you're not going to miss out on anything. You're going to get paid as if it was a normal day. In terms of calculating the amount of money that you're supposed to get paid, it's called relevant daily pay. Now, I could go through how this calculation works, but what we've discovered at Unite is that most employers in New Zealand are doing it wrong. So what I would actually recommend is give your union a little bit of work to do and get them to double check whether your holiday pay in general are correct, because what we've found is that actually most most places aren't. To do that, they will need some more information from you. I have already done a show on annual leave calculations earlier in the year, and it is reasonably complex, so it's not something that we want to cover here. But we have numerous blogs on our website if people do actually want to go and check it out themselves. But I do recommend, I mean, this is why you have a union. And if yours is wrong, it's likely to affect your entire workplace or your entire industry. So I'd recommend you actually get your union to have a look at it, because if it's wrong for you, then they need to go away and sort that out for potentially hundreds or thousands of people. Now, some people don't celebrate Christmas, and so they don't want to necessarily take that time off. And so what you can do is you can actually transfer your public holidays to other days. So if you are of a different religion, perhaps, you have different festive days that you would like to celebrate, then I recommend that you do, as soon as possible, go and have a chat to your employer about transferring those days, because there's no reason you should be forced to have a Christmas day off if you don't actually celebrate Christmas. That's quite bizarre, and I'm sure that some of us would like the day off if you feel like working. So, you know, we can work together and help each other out like that. That's pretty cool. All right, so we are going to have more information on public holidays on our website if people want to check it out. It's www.unite.org.nz, or I'm sure your union will also be issuing communications around this if you're not a member of Unite. But absolutely, you're welcome to have a look at ours too, because it will be the same for you. So please do go and have a look if you would like some more information about that. Now let's go to the next song that we were going to play. This is Suki.
Yeah.
And please help me with this.
It's called Vorläufiger Abschiedsbrief.
Yes.
And she's talking about her experience being a feminist artist and being raising feminist issues in a hip-hop environment and getting all sorts of harassment because of that.
Well, I think I need you to translate this entire song for me, because I need to know, actually. I do need to know.
Yeah, I can do that.
Can you translate the song title for us? Is that easily translatable or not really?
It's a bit difficult, but it's like a letter to say goodbye for a certain period of time.
Okay.
So it's not a definite goodbye, but
yeah. Until we meet again.
Yeah.
Type exactly. of feeling. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Awesome. All right, let's have a listen.
Da fährt viel Gegenwind. Ich hab mir einen Namen gemacht. Queer Feminist MC, das ist mein siebtes Release. Ich hab Rap immer geliebt, immer gepumpt und gefeiert. Doch noch mehr gehasst. Was hätte ich ohne diese Rapper-Rapist alles verpasst? Und es trifft sie, dass ich kritisiere, worüber sie sich auszeichnen. Glaub mir, ich würde mich auch lieber nicht übellaunig aufreiben. Doch wenn ich Scheiße sehe, dann muss ich sie benennen. Ihr peilt nicht mal die Kritik, ich bin nicht die BPJM. Ihr wollt alles zerficken, zieht euch die Bilder, die ihr zeichnet. Es ist schwer, nicht an euch, trotz gutem Willen zu scheitern. Und jetzt sagt nicht, die Gesellschaft hätte euch zu dem gemacht, was ihr seid doch richtige Männer. Gute Nacht. Ja, ich bin dumm genug, ich fall drauf rein, ich leg mich auf. Ihr dominierte die letzten 10 Jahre in meinem Lebenslauf. Sicher, ich sollte schlauer sein und euch mit Ignoranz strafen. Und ich will mich auch nicht über Abgrenzung bekannt machen. Ja, ich sollte drüber stehen und euch einfach rübergehen. Mich auf mich selber konzentrieren und meine Wege klüger wählen. Doch es braucht ein paar Stimmen, die dagegen halten. In dieser ewigen Scheiße, in diesem ekligen Gehalt. Ihr sagt, es sei nur Entertainment, doch für mich ist es Gewalt. Ihr wisst, wovon ich rede, ihr wisst Bescheid. Ihr habt euch dagegen entschieden zu argumentieren. Und ich renn gegen Wände, scheiße, ich laber zu viel. Ich fühl mich machtlos,
für euch bin ich nur drei Löcher. Ihr seid Männer, seid ihr höheren Geschöpfe. Du stellt den Track schon aus, ich verschwende eure Zeit. Zeigt ein bisschen Disrespekt, zeigt was für Männer ihr seid. Meine Jungs heben sich für eure Darstellung von Weiblichkeit und dafür, dass ihr euch in eurer Männlichkeit so einig seid. Eure Kinder werden euch eines Tages mit Verachtung strafen. Sie haben euer Erbe als Last zu tragen und die Medien geilen Löchern euch auf. Sie wissen genau, dass man mit deinem Skandal mehr verkauft. Deutschland sieht kein anderes strukturell was umzugestalten. Aber Deutschland hält ohnehin gut daran, den Mund zu halten. Und ich kalkuliere die Sozialisation mit ein. Aber muss das Ergebnis von Scheiße so boshaft sein? Andere haben auch Dreck gefressen und sind keine Idioten. Wisst ihr, lernen aus den Fehlern anderer ist nicht verboten. Ich seh den Kontext, ich seh die Struktur. Doch Schwule sind keine Faggots und Frauen sind keine Huren. Ich seh das Unterschiedsbashing, Rassismus und die Verletzlichkeit. Auch Sexismus, Homophobie können nicht die Effekte sein. Zumal so viele von euch Mittelschicht und Kartoffeln sind, die inszenieren, dass sie hart von diesem Leben getroffen sind. Will nicht moralisieren und euch Erfahrung nicht absprechen, doch verweigert ihr euch. Und ich will nicht mal einen Machtwechsel, will mich nur nicht in die Scheiße fühlen, wenn ihr Scheiße verkauft. Was das ist, was tun, so regt doch keinen mehr auf. Ihr seid die Spiegel der Gesellschaft, ihr seid Teil der Gesellschaft. Fang noch an, euch zu glauben und ihr nennt das dann Selbsthass. Es zeichnet sich ab, ihr gewinnt und ich kapituliere. Ich bin seit 10 Jahren aktiv, nun ist mir alles zu viel. Wir haben Strukturen geschaffen, eine Szene entwickelt, doch ich vergifte mich an mir, bin das Gegenmittel, hab nicht die Stärke einer Sarah Jones, muss das Ende bestimmen, die Revolution wird nicht zwischen diesen Schenkeln stattfinden, blick ich zurück, war es von Anfang an ein ungleicher Kampf, mein erster Track war eh die Zeit für meinen Untergang, ist mir scheißegal, wenn ihr findet, dass ich hier nur rumheul, ich lade dich ein in meinen Kopf, komm doch mal rum, Keul, ich bin paranoid und rechne direkt mit dem Spruch von dir, ich geb Gehirn und dann hast du genug von mir, ihr denkt, ich strapaziert es über, das sei nicht relevant, für mich ist es Thema, lebenslang ein Gegenstand. Alles, was mir bleibt, ist mein Mut zur Schwäche. Wann hat ein Mann je gezweifelt, ob es ihm zusteht zu rappen? Jahrelang geduldet, geduldet, geduldet. Nie wieder nur Homo, nie wieder Rap. Ich guck, ich hör, ich hör, ich hör.
Awesome, so that was Suki?
Yeah, that was Suki.
Cool, awesome. I'm definitely going to look at the translation for that song.
Yeah, I can help you with that.
Yeah, like I said, I love hip-hop, but can't really listen to the words a lot of the time.
I totally understand that.
I should say, if people have suggestions of music that they think we should be playing on this show, it obviously doesn't have to be in English. It doesn't have to be from here. It doesn't have to be from anywhere. You can just flick us a real quick email, support@unite.org.nz. Please include links if you can. YouTube links are always useful. And we'd be really happy to look into playing them. Obviously, keeping in mind language. We don't want anything that's going to hurt people's feelings. But we really do like to play different things rather than the same sort of thing, you know. Solidarity Forever is a great tune, but there's only so many times you can play it, you know. It's nice to have different people and different songs to play in the studio. Now Eliana, I'm really interested to hear from you just maybe a little bit on your observations when you've been here. I don't want to put you on the spot too bad, but I'm just going to put you on the spot hard out and ask you. I mean, I know you've been to New Zealand before. This is not unfamiliar for you, but hopefully now second time here. Is that right?
I think it's actually the fourth time.
Fourth time here. You probably know us pretty well now and you're figuring us out, I reckon. So it's good to get an outsider's perspective on things. What do you think are some of the similarities between sort of union and activists culture here and in Germany, or what are some of the differences?
Maybe I start with the differences.
Okay,
sometimes
start with the differences
easier. I mean, it's a smaller country, so everything is a bit more on a smaller scale, and you see different issues that are like talked about or more present. Just because of the context, because of there are other issues here that we don't have in Europe or Germany, and vice versa. it's very hard to like try to narrow it down.
Yeah.
But what I find, like having this background where you have actually, I mean, there's an active left scene in Germany and you have demonstrations with quite a lot of people.
Mm.
But what I find interesting here, like you don't actually need that much people to actually change something.
Mm.
Like, and I think Unite is a very good example and all that's happening around Unite started with a few people and it became a big movement and big successes to end zero-hour contracts, to get fast food workers organized. I think that's inspiring for all around the world, actually, and it didn't need hundreds and thousands of people to do that, and that's something that really inspired me because it's not happening in Germany in the moment.
Yeah, it is strange, actually, because we see these massive marches reasonably often. Happening around Europe, and when we have one, it's like, you know, you'll get real lucky to get 1,000 people there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you sort of feel, oh man, we're really like small. But I guess it's about if you don't need that many people to be really noisy sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's something that really inspired me to, because in Germany it's like, in the town I come from, Freiburg, you have demonstrations with 500 people and everyone is like, oh, that's not many. And it's like, oh, it's actually about what you do with it. And I find it really inspiring the ways people organize and the union is organizing. And just, you don't need a demonstration. It's like, it's good to have demonstration, but it's also about organizing the community, organizing the workplace, organizing, around these issues. So that's really inspired me to also think about ways we can do that.
I guess it's just working with what you've got.
Exactly.
If you know you haven't got 10,000 people that you can get to take to the streets, you got to figure out a different way, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And it's also like, for me, it's like you just figure out different ways to approach things.
Mm.
Looking at the situation at the moment in Germany being quite openly racist, and there are a lot of issues around that, and people, especially in the left, they're not well organized to some degrees and quite depressed about the situation. So I take a positive, hopefully positive perspective from here and look and see, okay, we already have some organization and we just need to use it better maybe and be more optimistic, fight harder. Because we do, as the right wing is getting stronger in Germany and all around Europe.
Yeah. I guess it's, it is, I'm sure you've probably seen it, but although here it may not be hugely over the racism, it is definitely there. There is a nasty, nasty undercurrent, you know?
Which you sort of have to be in certain
circles maybe to see, or see someone on a bad day to see it come out, but it is there.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that's happening in Germany and most part of Europe at the moment. There always was this undercurrent. I mean, even the Nazi times, not really, there's still some issues that haven't been talked about and not resolved. Can't really solve it anyway. But there was always this undercurrent, and I feel like the last years, people feel more confident actually voicing it.
Well, see, that scares me. Is that the future, like for New Zealand as well? You know, possibly. I'm worried about that. Especially, I know that. A lot of this has sort of come out a lot clearer from people now that Germany has taken in a lot, like has had an increase in refugees coming in. And I know what you will say, that it's not enough, you know, and I agree. But our numbers are tiny.
Yeah, I've seen
tiny.
Them. I think yesterday or the day before, I was like, 1,000 people? What?
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah. And that was after the increase, I think.
It's 750. Next year it's going to be 1,000. So I think even the town I come from, it's 200,000 people. It's probably more than 1,000 people that have come there. But I have to say, it's not. Germany didn't make the decision to take them in. People came. And they crossed the border so-called illegally. And Germany is trying to, or they actually are, all around Europe, putting up, like intensifying the militarization of the borders and keeping people out. And there have been this year 4,000 people dying in the Mediterranean Sea because of that, because there are no legal ways of people actually to come to Europe. So a lot of people die on the way. So it wasn't a deliberate decision of Germany to take these people in. And also, I mean, it's been a long time coming. The Syrian crisis didn't happen yesterday. And still the government didn't prepare for it, which created the situation last year where people had to stay in tents. It was thousands of other people's, resulting in mass fights and mass problems, especially also for women being having sexual harassment. And the government saying, oh, we can't do more, it's too many. It's not true. They could have done more. And I think that's also the connection to connect it with social housing, which is also a big issue here. Governments don't invest in social housings anymore. And that's a big problem, and that's also a connecting problem for refugee rights, for workers' rights, for poor, for people living in poverty. It's all the same issue, and the government has to be held responsible for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you summed it up really nicely. I think it's important that union members and union supporters, because of course some people don't necessarily work, so they might not be in unions, but I do think it's important that we all recognise the similarities in our struggles and don't get distracted by certain issues, and that we're not against certain groups of people just because we're having a bit of a hard time ourselves. You know, it is not useful or helpful in any way to go and pick on another minority just because you're in a minority, you know. Let's try and find out
who is responsible for that and who can be taken.
Let's look at the big picture more.
Yeah, and it's easy for the government if everyone blames the immigrants for something, they're off the hook.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of that stuff is actually happening in Germany. It's like, too easy. don't get away with that easily.
The beginning of that, those sorts of things simmering away, and I'm hearing comments like that from people. So, you know, I do think it's important that as unions we get it together so that we can, you know, we can be prepared, because I think...
And it makes you stronger. Like, if people stick together in these situations, it makes you stronger.
Absolutely.
Because the companies, the government can't divide you.
And they want to.
That's when you lose.
They do. They want to distract you by that, by doing that, you know. Oh, gosh. I don't even know if you've come across our friend Winston Peters lately, but...
I've heard about him.
Yeah. It's a problem, and I'm hearing many, many comments coming from people who should know better. It's something that we as unions need to be aware of, and we need to be working on big time, I think.
Yeah, it's always good to get a heads up before it actually becomes a bigger problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know Australia has a really terrible, terrible track record of immigration and refugees, refugee treatment, really, really awful. And we do not want to be following them on that. Yeah. We don't want to be going anywhere near that. We actually need to be taking a much harder line on them and telling them to get it sorted, because it's just really appalling. Now, I want to get on to this last track, Eliana, that you've asked us to play, which sounds really interesting. This is this one here, if you can introduce it for us.
So that's actually a very powerful story. It's Esther Becerrano. She's a Jewish German woman who survived the concentration camps. She's over 90 now. Mm-hmm. She survived the Holocaust playing in an orchestra in the concentration camp.
Wow.
And that kind of saved her from having to do forced labor. She could flee before they could kill her. She survived, and now she's still singing with her two children, and she's doing also work with the Microphone Mafia. That's people from like Turkish, German, Turkish, Italian people doing anti-fascist songs, and they're playing together, and she says she's gonna stop doing music when there's no Nazi or neo-Nazi left. So, and she's also she's very vocal around how Germany and Europe is treating refugees as well, and standing up against neo-Nazis and racism and anti-Semitism wherever she can. And I really admire her. She's still playing with over 90 years, and it's just a very powerful, powerful woman.
Amazing, awesome. Well, thank you so much for bringing this music in. We really appreciate it. We would have never heard of it without you. So it's really cool.
My
I'm excited
pleasure
to hear it.
Bring this music here.
Thank you so much for joining us, Eliana.
Thank you, Shana, for the nice talk.
We're gonna enjoy having you around our office for the few days we have left, but I'm sure we're going to be seeing you again.
Yeah. Can't get rid of me so easily.
That's right. You'll be back. Yes. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're going to let this one play us out today. And if you want to listen to this show again, then you can just check it out on our website, www.unite.org.nz, and there'll be information there about public holidays as well. If you do Christmas, and have a great one. And Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again in January.
Per Gesetz, sie sind seelenlos. Angst wird verbreitet, ruchlos. Taten schonungslos. Gesichter kann verzerrt, ihre Herzen sind leer. Liebe wird bestraft, suhlen sich im Blutmeer. Sind den Teufel verschrieben, im Namen der Ehre. Was sich stolz denn verbreitet, Verwüstung und Leere. Wir hassen uns, wofür wir leben und stehen. Verweigern uns, die Welt mit unseren Augen zu sehen. Sie lügen und blenden, sperren uns ein. Sie können uns nicht fangen, unsere Liebe ist frei. Unsere Herzen vereint, für sie ein Makel. Jagen uns zur Straße. Um uns zu machen.
Das Fleisch hält auf in den Vorstädten, die Trommeln schlagen mit Macht, Macht, Macht. Gott im Himmel, wenn sie etwas vorhätten, wäre es heute.
Ich hasse euer Gesetz, ich hasse euer Geschwätz. Hier werden Menschen gehetzt und werden schwer verletzt. Getrieben wie Vieh, zusammengefärscht, um zu zeigen, dass Ordnung in diesem Lande herrscht. Wer herrscht, gewinnt, wer nicht hört, verliert. Wer zerstört und nimmt, der profitiert. Wer Nächstenliebe sucht, weit gefehlt. Wer Liebe mischt, da gibt's einen Schießbefehl. Oh Kinder, lauft mit zweierlei Blut im Leib. Versteckt euch, wo ihr seid. Mann, noch bei dem brauner Schnee fällt und bedeckt das Land. Tiefe Narben werden in die Herzen gebrannt.
Das Fleisch hält auf in den Vorstädten. Die Trommeln schlagen mit Macht. Gott im Himmel, wenn sie etwas vorhätten, heute, heute Nacht. Das Fleisch hält auf in den Vorstädten, die Trommeln schlagen mit Macht. Gott im Himmel, wenn sie etwas vorhätten.
Deutschen ein. Denn es könnte ein Fremder sein. Mit blasser Haut und schwarzem Haar. Weiß nicht wohin, ob groß seine Heimat war.
Nefretiyle yatan ölüm ile kalkar İnsanlık ölüm yatağında yanan canlar Hak için alınıyor ne insanlar yanıyor Onların hak dediği dünyayı karartıyor
Cause you work a 9-to-5 You hustling on the side Providing money for your children Don't mean that you playing the father role It takes more than just a paycheck And I pray that this inspires these young fathers To get in their children's lives Before it's too late Don't repeat the disciple Let's go Children need their dads So bad Teach them right from wrong And turn their weeks to strong That's why the young is dying Fathers are not trying, single mothers crying, the dam is trying to mend it. And you wonder why domestic, a comment you arrested, you got deadly daddy disease, and you can't be the ones infected. It's time we make a change, so they don't do the same. Show us, Lord, I pray, now let every father say, hey, I want to be holding a paycheck to my kids. Love comes first and I'ma make sure that is what I get. I can't imagine to call another man daddy. So it is my obligation to raise them. I said I wanna be holding a paycheck to my kids. Love comes first and I'ma make sure that is what I get. I can't imagine to call another man daddy. So it is my obligation to raise them, I said. Then we have to live what we preach. Oh, come on, can't expect a child to know if we don't show the way. Just being present, the kids is more than receiving presents. It takes a man to be a father, that's why some dads won't bother. And you wonder why domestic, a comment you arrested. You got deadly daddy disease. And you can't be the ones infected. It's time we make a change. So they don't do the same. Show us, Lord,